Canada's seat of power, Ottawa, occupied by truckers and their supporters for more than a week now. Protesters call it a freedom convoy. The police say it's a siege on the Capitol. In the depths of winter, truckers from across Canada are off-road, adamant that COVID-19 vaccine mandates for cross-border drivers must end, or the Prime Minister should resign. On Monday, Justin Trudeau accused them of trying to derail democracy.
It has to stop. The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighbourhoods. They don't deserve to be confronted with the inherent violence of a swastika flying on a street corner, or a Confederate flag, or the insults and jeers just because they're wearing a mask.
The police are turning off supplies of fuel and funds to put a brake on the protests. A court has also put an injunction on the loud sound of horns disrupting daily life.
We went after the funding. Our efforts combined with the city's efforts eliminated the GoFundMe. $10 million are no longer accessible to the demonstrators.
But the battle is far from won. The truckers are showing no signs of leaving.
I would die on these streets for my kids and my grandkids to have freedom here. 100%. There's no doubt. Like, we saw people on the side of the street with their signs at 10 o'clock at night, 40 below in the weather, standing there with their signs and telling us that we're their only hope. A bunch of truckers with their hockey sticks and flags, like, come on. How did we get here?
Hundreds of kilometers away from Ottawa, at the main crossing between the US and Canada, there's heavy traffic as supporters pour in from south of the border. Prominent Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, Tesla founder Elon Musk, and far-right and anti-vaccine groups have shown their support for the truckers. But in Canada, most people are vaccinated, including many of the protesters.
Why? And it's not because Canadians love getting needles. It's because Canadians trust science. Canadians trust each other.
But these demonstrations show trust in the government and its rules may be waning for some. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.